The Massachusetts Gaming Commission, in late February, finally awarded the state's first casino license. It was for a slots machine-only casino at a harness racetrack near the Rhode Island border. The commission appears poised to act next month to award the first license for a full-fledged resort-style casino to MGM in Springfield. But the license reserved for eastern Massachusetts, potentially the most lucrative gambling market in the state, is mired in controversy. Boston Mayor Martin Walsh is asserting the city should be considered a host community for casinos proposed in neighboring communities. Boston could end up filing a lawsuit if the gaming industry regulators turn down its bid for host community status. The dispute is expected to delay until summer and perhaps beyond. The decision to award a casino license to either Mohegan Sun in Revere or Wynn Resorts in Everett. In another potential setback, Massachusetts environmental regulators have ordered Mohegan Sun to do a new impact study on its $1 billion project. Still, Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said he is happy with the way the licensing process has played out.
It's about that thing about watching democracy being done. It's like making sausage. It's got its moments, but it absolutely is a good process.
Crosby said even though MGM has emerged as the only applicant for the Western Massachusetts license, it has a very strong proposal.
The likelihood is pretty good that we would make this award, but we have the ability to negotiate any of the points, traffic mitigation for one, anything else we want to mitigate. We can put conditions on the license. We might put conditions on a license that the bidder won't accept, so you never know what can happen.
Massachusetts has taken longer than any other state to award casino licenses after lawmakers authorized expanded gaming. The lack of tangible benefits from casinos, the jobs, and revenue could explain why a poll last month found support for casinos has slipped, according to political analyst Tony Signoli.
There's an anger of an electorate towards government, one that this has taken so long to get done. The legislature finally got the job done, and the thought was it would not take this long for the Gaming Commission to move.
Ted Steger, an anti-casino activist from Longmeadow, said momentum is building for a referendum on the November election ballot to repeal the casino law.
As the word gets out, the more people learn about casinos, the less they like them. And that's played out over and over.
The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court will hear arguments next month on whether the repeal question can appear on the ballot. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, a strong supporter of MGM's casino project, joined with nine other registered city voters to urge the court to reject the ballot question.
Sure, I'm going to fight for this. This is good for Springfield. This is good for Western Massachusetts, and this is good for the Commonwealth. Good for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We need the jobs. I need the revenue and the spinoff that come here allows me to do many other things in all nooks and crannies of the city of Springfield.
Several casino companies, including MGM, have also filed court briefs that argue against giving voters a chance to repeal the casino law. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.